This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis prosecutors made a stunning decision on Monday afternoon to drop felony invasion of privacy charges against Governor Eric Greitens. It's a move that gave the reeling GOP chief executive a moral boost, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the governor's legal and political troubles are far from over.
Governor Eric Greitens ended Monday in a whole different place from where he started. For most of the day, Greitens sat silently in a St. Louis courtroom in the run-up to his felony invasion of privacy trial. He's accused of taking a semi-nude photo of a woman he had an affair with without her consent. Jury selection was unfolding at a snail's pace when Ronald Sullivan stood up, and the Harvard Law professor tapped by St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner announced the state was dropping the case. This startling announcement prompted Greitens to break his relative silence in front of a mass of reporters at the courthouse steps.
This experience has been humbling, and I have emerged from it a changed man. I think that in all of our lives, we have to deal with pain. I think that if we work through it in the right way, we can work through pain and find wisdom.
The reason for the dismissal, according to Gardner's office, was that St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson allowed Gardner to be a witness in the case. A special investigator that Gardner hired, William Tisabee, allegedly made false statements after a deposition with the woman, and Gardner was in the room when Tisabee was interviewing her. Gardner says she will try to refile the measure with a special prosecutor, but Greitens' attorney Scott Rosenblum doesn't think anybody else will take the case. He noted that Gardner never had the photo that her office said Greitens took.
I mean, there was always a big factor for us. There was never going to be any evidence of a photo. It was even more compelling that all the searches, all the forensic searches of the phone showed that there was no evidence of a photo, no evidence of a deletion. But for whatever reason, that continued to fall on deaf ears for this prosecuting attorney's office.
The end of the felony invasion of privacy case, at least for now, is not an end to Greitens' political crisis. Since he admitted in January to an extramarital affair before he was governor, members of both parties called on him to resign. That intensified after the woman told lawmakers that Greitens was sexually and physically abusive toward her, charges that the governor strongly denies. He also faces a separate charge for obtaining a fundraising list from the Mission Continues without its permission and using it for campaign purposes. Legislators gathered enough signatures to consider a special session for Greitens' potential impeachment. And Republican State Representative Kathy Conway of St. Charles doesn't believe Monday's announcement changes anything.
One has never been dependent on the other. What we do in an impeachment hearing or for articles of impeachment is entirely separated from a criminal charge.
But State Representative Peter Meredith has been worried about the impact of the case on impeachment proceedings for a while now. Before Gardner's announcement, the St. Louis Democrat expressed concern about how Greitens' messaging would affect lawmakers.
You know, he's going to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in our communities with messages about how he has been vindicated in court, proven innocent, all of these things which are not entirely accurate. But that messaging is going to be back in all of the bases of these Republicans, and they're going to be home, and they're going to be hearing that.
For his part, Greitens has said continuously that he'll remain in office, a sentiment he repeated in his statement to reporters.
We have a great mission before us. And at this time, I'd ask people of goodwill to come together so that all of us can continue to do good together.
Even with an uncertain future in the court of law and in politics, Monday served as a reprieve from the chaos that's engulfed Greitens since the beginning of the year. Whether he can right the ship permanently may be up to legislators and himself. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.